It's a very foggy Wednesday out there. How are we today?
With KC.
There's Vic.
Had to put the fog lights on this morning.
Fog lights on in the fog?
Yes.
Fog lights off out of the fog.
Yes.
I don't like driving through clouds, Vic.
There was kind of just a patch of it, though, wasn't there? It wasn't fog coming in really from the east, but it's just as you get through the tunnel there, there's a nice bit of
there's
it.
There's a blast of it.
Blast of the fog. Nice and festive, though, isn't it?
Lovely. It's more kind of bring out your dead kind of weather, isn't it? It's a bit Monty Python and a bit kind of...
It's a bit smoky.
I saw a minor episode of Road Rage this morning.
Did you?
Of which I wasn't involved with for
my
a change.
God. At this time in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
Are people even awake?
There was cars on the road, believe it or not.
Yeah, I know, yeah. What happened?
I don't know. Some fella was driving too far up someone's backside.
Right.
Just coming up to... What's the roundabout there? Up by the Kinsale Road roundabout.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And your man had enough and he just got out of the car and shouted, "Back the F up."
Did he?
Yeah, and I'm like, fair enough, it's foggy. It's like, this is why people are having accidents out there all the time.
Because there's somebody driving right up
the... Kenny, is there a thing you can buy where you can press a button and a message comes up on the windscreen? It like gives you the like back off or just a finger or something.
I'm not sure. If there is, I want to invest in it. Surely. There could be a sticker. There's probably a car sticker that you could stick in.
Yours have just been so polite. "Good morning, madam.
Would you mind?
Kindly reduce your velocity, thank you kindly." "Kindly slow your mechanically propelled vehicle."
"P.S. I love you."
That'd be Vic's message.
It would, yeah.
Me, on the other hand, it'd be just like flaming
rage. Middle finger. You'd just be giving the middle finger.
I've told this story far too many times.
Yeah.
I had a very funny incident of road rage.
Yeah.
The old Dunkettle roundabout.
Right.
Years ago. Now, when you're driving your car and somebody cuts you off, what's the and you have to hit the brakes, what's the first thing you do?
Beep.
Yeah, it's your natural reaction to hit
beep.
hit the horn.
Yeah.
Very zen-like person that can just go, "Okay, go along." We all react, but you get a bit of a fright.
It's a reflex, isn't it?
And then, you know, that fright turns into a bit of anger. I'm going round the roundabout. This guy's coming in from the M8.
Okay, yeah.
And my traffic lights are green. His have just turned red, but he said, "You know what, I'm going to chance it."
Yeah.
You know, those lads. So I hit the brakes, and then he hit the brakes, and we both stop. We're like...
With inches.
Like bumper to bumper, and I just laid on the horn, and he laid on his horn, and then he started whipping fingers, and I was like, "What the f*** are you doing?" And then I went, "Dave?" He went, "KC." Ah,
you actually knew each other, but you know half a core.
It was a lad from Watergrass Hill that I know for years.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Good times. Red FM. All the latest things.
We got 4 days until I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here hits your telly box. It is the sign that we're heading into Christmas. It's always that television event that gets us through. What is it? It's like a couple of weeks that it's on air or whatever.
That's it, yeah.
We'll bring you more of that in VIPs as to what's happening with I'm a Celebrity and who the hot favourites are. I'm leaning into Barry McGuigan.
Well, I think we should definitely take bets on who's going to win this
year.
We
did a little poll on it,
yeah.
We got 49 days to go until it's 2025. The year is almost gone. And the 68 days until they make Humpty Trumpty the president again. Mm. Today is World Kindness Day.
Every day should be World Kindness Day.
You're right, Vic. You're right. But particularly, make an effort to be kind to somebody that you want to be kind to. Listen, nothing, absolutely nothing, would beat dropping a bar of chocolate in front of somebody.
That's all you got to do.
Make it World Chocolate Day.
Yeah.
And give someone a little treat a little bit later on. Birthday-wise today, you celebrate with Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, Whoopi. How old is Whoopi?
Inventor of the Whoopi cushion.
72.
She's 69.
Sorry, Whoopi.
She's 60. I love this Jamie Oliver clip.
I think I got nervous cooking for Oprah, just because I think she's really interesting. And she came to 15 Restaurant, and it's so funny, like, because it's pretty un-British as well. Like, as soon as she walked through, the whole restaurant stood up and just clapped. The Brits don't really do that. But we had a lovely, lovely time, and we cooked her a lovely meal. And then as she left, they stood up again. And one customer went, "We love you, Whoopi."
I bet that happens a lot.
To Oprah?
Yeah.
That people think she's Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah, because they starred in a film together, The Colour Purple.
Yeah, that's right, yeah,
in the
80s. But they don't look very like at all.
Maybe not.
Jimmy Kimmel is 57. Gerard Butler. Was Gerard Butler ever in a kind of a... a gladiator type movie.
He's the Scottish bloke, isn't he?
He is indeed.
Yeah, he was in a gladiator kind of. Yeah, he was.
I see him in all the gear.
If anyone can remember, message in.
Gerard Butler. He's gone quiet lately. P.S. I love you. How to Train Your Dragon. He was in that as well. And you celebrate with Kevin Bridges, one of the funniest men in the world.
So funny.
He is a ripe old age of 38. Kevin Bridges is 38. Happy birthday,
is
buddy.
Is that all?
Oh, and Ice-T. Do you know what age Ice-T is?
Ice-T, I don't know.
You know the rapper?
Yeah, I know who he is.
He's 66.
Is he?
Ice-T is 66.
Oh my God, lads.
Which got me thinking about a list of, if we need to change the names of rappers, yeah, and age them a little bit.
All right.
What can you come up with? 0868104106. Breakfast show mugs up for grabs.
So what we're doing, we're taking a rapper and changing its name, their name.
To make them old.
To make them old.
Like Tupac of Werther's Original. Do you get me?
I do, yeah.
Snoop from Behind the Net Curtains. Notorious OAP.
Snoop from Behind the Net.
Wiggy Smalls. You know, if you've a bit of hair loss going on.
Oh, these are brilliant.
Dr. Gray. Go age a load of rappers for me there. 0868104106. Prizes await you. With KC. There's a name that's dying out, I'm reading this morning.
Oh.
This is sad news. For Dave's.
No, not Dave.
Is it dying out?
Dave is disappearing.
Is it?
Yeah, there's been less and less Davids.
Yeah.
Have been brought into the world, and I think that needs to change.
Not
urgently.
If you go to Wales, just saying.
Is there Dave's everywhere? There's Dave's everywhere. In my phone, I'm looking at my contact book. Will you have a look? Just open them, see how many Daves you got.
Okay.
I have a Dave Brady. I have Dave Barry. Dave Daly, the DJ. I have Dave from Voodoo Rooms. Dave the taxi driver.
Oh, yeah, I've loads as
I have
well.
Dave Red FM. Dave Metabolic, Dave Moore Today FM. I've got Daves all over the
I've
shop.
I've got Dave Fenton. I've got Dave Lebanese. That's our mate out there. Yeah. I've got Dave Walsh.
Dave Cummins, Dave Lennon, Dave Moore, Dave Murphy, Dave Amani, Dave O'Regan, Dave O'Sullivan.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah, they are.
Everywhere you ring, you'll get a Dave, and here's proof.
Hello, can I speak with Dave?
Dave?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm waiting for Dave.
Hello.
Hello, Dave.
Sorry, no, Dave, he just went up to the old shop for a few minutes. He should be back in about 5 minutes.
Okay, tell him Francois called, okay?
Francois, yeah, we'll do.
Nice one.
Right, bye.
At Builders, okay?
Hello.
Hello, Dave.
Dave is gone.
Where is Dave?
He's gone.
He owes me money and I want to talk to him.
Well, how does he owe you money?
Well, he owes me lots of money from one night in Late Night Ladies Club. He told me he will come back and pay, but never paid. Thank you.
Okay.
It's really a garage. Random garage.
Today.
How are you?
How's it going? I'm looking for Dave.
Dave, okay, he's actually off today now, I'm afraid.
No, it's no problem. I'll ring back again tomorrow. Thanks a million.
No hassle. Thanks a million.
I know.
Let's try and book a bus.
Hello.
How's it going?
Who's this?
I'm looking for a fella called Dave.
Yeah?
Dave, the bus driver.
No, I'm not a bus driver anyway,
boy. You are Dave, though, yeah?
I am, yeah.
All right, boy, you must have the wrong fella. So how did I ring the wrong number there and your name is Dave? That's very funny.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's very funny. Dave's
everywhere. It's hilarious, actually.
I'm looking for a Dave. You're called Dave, but you're the wrong Dave.
That's unreal, isn't it?
All right, boy, see you later.
All right, boy.
Farm machinery.
Hello.
How's it going? Is that the JCB centre, yeah?
Yeah.
Anybody called Dave there, is
there? Yeah,
just
Dave.
Yes.
I'm Dave.
Oh, nice one, Dave.
What can I do for you?
The boy said to give you a ring. I'm looking for something that'll pull an ATM out of a wall. To pull an ATM out of a wall.
Ah, come here.
11:50, the director inquiries.
Hiya, is Dave there?
This is director inquiries.
Yeah, is there a Dave working with you?
I'm pretty sure there's a few Daves.
How many Daves have you got there, would you think?
I say there's about 5 or 6 Daves.
There's always a lot of Daves, isn't there? Come here, have you got a number for Dublin Zoo?
What made you ask, is there any Daves?
Everywhere you ring, there's a Dave.
Oh, okay.
If you're bored at work, that's what you do. When there's no one ringing 11850, ring random companies and see how many Daves you'll find.
Would you like to put you to the zoo?
Yes, please.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Hello, Dublin Zoo.
Can I speak to Dave, please?
Yeah, this is Dave.
Is your name Dave?
Who's this?
How many Daves are working there, Dave?
Come here, there's three different Daves. Who are you looking for?
Can I speak to Dave, the zookeeper?
Nah, he's out sick.
Okay, listen, thanks, Dave.
Go on, I'll see you soon. Bye bye.
Can I say this in Polish?
Witam.
Witam, okay. That's good morning. Good morning, Krzysztof. Krzysztof, I'm being very presumptuous here that you are indeed Polish, or maybe even Russian. I don't know, but I hope that works for you. He sent me in an LED car sign.
Oh, you were that's what you were looking for. There you go.
I witnessed some road rage this morning at the Kinsale Road roundabout, where one man got out of his car and screamed at the other to get the hell back from the back. He was driving far too up his backside. So yeah. I was wondering, is there something you can put on the car? They can put up a little message.
Yeah.
And yes, LED car sign, Bluetooth smart control app. You can write a little message that pops up.
You could change the message every day depending on how you were feeling, couldn't you?
What happens is you can write multiple messages and have it on the app and then just press a button when...
And does it just kind of roll up, I suppose?
It scrolls up, yeah. It's like a pixelated message.
I want to get one of those, lads.
I don't know, they're illegal, but like, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
Still, though...
You have good fun with it.
If you're single, imagine the crack you could have with that. You see some hottie in traffic.
Yes, man. You could just put your mobile number up.
Yeah. Any chance?
Call me.
Maybe.
Your new way to wake up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
It's Victoria Nichols over in the Crow's Nest, our London lady. For you this morning, I've put together a very special edition of Radio Fails.
Right.
Radio Fails from the UK. Now, we've had many of them here. I've had hundreds of them over my career, of which I've never saved any audio. Strange that, isn't it?
Yeah,
you just kind of just get tucked away.
Disappear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So UK Radio Fails version. These are funny things that happen on the radio accidentally. And radio being a live medium, accidents do happen. Isn't that right, Victoria?
That's correct.
So let's go for Radio Fails on this station.
I'm on Capital FM. Basically, this station has been named one of the top 10 worst stations in Britain.
Worst stations, yeah.
What do you think?
It's all right. It's good to listen to in the morning sometimes, but it plays too many adverts, I think.
No, not Capital FM. Talk about the train station.
Oh, right.
I mean, you got an honest, a little bit of kind of market research.
Absolutely,
there as well.
Absolutely, not wrong with
while
that.
While you're at it. When you're introducing a song, you can get a little bit enthusiastic. And, you know, when you ask people to whack up that radio.
That's right.
You know, things can go wrong.
Are you ready? Ready? Three, two, one, go! Everybody get up. Hey. Right, do me a favour. Whack up your radios. Whack them up really loud. Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke.
It's that video.
T.I. and Pharrell are in blurred lines.
Yes, I'm loving that one. Remember to whack up that radio.
That's right.
You were at the ballet last weekend, weren't you?
I was.
Sophisticated Rory.
I know, yeah.
Was it Cinderella? Or
no, Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah. Sleeping Beauty, my bad.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so we have some highbrow radio here talking about the ballet.
At 2:15, Patrick Malahide stars as Albert Speer, or Prisoner Number 5, as he was known throughout his 20 years in Spandau Ballet. In Spandau Prison, rather. Albert Speer's walk around the world.
You see Spandau and you just...
And just you go for it.
It just rolls off the tongue.
I know this much is
true,
it's
the fact that she says Spandau.
Spandau.
Ballet.
I love this one as well. This is when you absolutely walk into it. When you walk into the door.
They say a dog will cause around 2,000 family arguments in its lifetime. They reckon if you have a dog, it causes 3 rows a week between partners. Is that true or untrue?
I think it entirely depends upon one fact, and that is, are you both dog lovers? If you're both dog lovers, like my husband and I are both, you know, dog bonkers. So in which case, I'm completely going to rephrase that. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I knew that was wrong.
See what I mean?
That's rough.
It'd be unfair Classic. And unjust for me to do a UK version of Radio Fails and not include our very own Victoria Nichols. God.
I knew this was coming.
Now, in her defence, Your Honour, you can still do yoga poses and do all that kind of crack, and you might still have neck pain. Like, it could be all legitimate.
Yeah, it could be.
But there was a court case...
That was a burp! Well done.
We're still waiting for your first one to come out the other end, actually, Victoria, but well done. That was spectacular.
That was glorious.
You all right?
I'm too embarrassed.
embarrassed to come back on the air.
No, listen, if just let it go. If it's coming up, just let it go. We all do it. You just happen to do it on the radio.
I'm really embarrassed.
Namaste. Victoria Nichols, everybody.
Hello, Victoria.
And that concludes UK edition of Radio Fails. You're in there. You're in the vault. The legendary vault of Messi.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Okay, 7:46 is the time. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. Little bit of fog out there this morning. So slow it down on the roads if you're out there and take it nice and handy. VIP time. What do you got, Vic?
Yeah, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here starts for 4 days. It's everywhere at the minute. Contestants have been arriving down under in the past few days. Here's a reminder of who's entering the jungle this year.
Was this the bit where I press a button?
Yeah.
Okay, what am I looking for here?
You're looking for celebrity jungle audio.
Why don't I have that in front of me?
I don't know. Right, we move on.
Hold on.
Line up.
I loaded everything up. Oh, you're Jesus, look at it here in front of me.
Yeah.
You big donkey, yeah.
Hi, I'm Colleen Rooney.
Hi, I'm Melvin O'Doom.
I am GK Barry.
My name is Barry McGuigan.
I'm Talisa.
I'm Danny Jones.
Hi, my name is Oti Mabusey.
I'm Alan Household.
I'm Jane Moore.
I'm Dean McCullough.
Now, your money is on Barry McGuigan.
I'd like Barry to get it, yeah.
You think he might be a bit of a dark horse?
Well, he's just a nice fella. He'll do well. He'll get stuck into the Bush Tucker trials.
My money is on Colleen Rooney.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just have a feeling that she's going to come across well. We'll see. But she was speaking on social media yesterday about her decision to enter the show this year and also talking about her health and leaving the kids behind. Have a listen.
Do something for myself, meet new people. I'm looking forward to doing the trials. There's been a lot of news saying that I can't do trials because of certain illnesses and that, but I can confirm I can do every trial. So I am not exclusive from any. That was just a load of rubbish. Don't get me wrong, I am really anxious about leaving the kids. That's my biggest thing. And I've got an army of people, family, friends.
Making sure Wayne doesn't pop down the local pink.
You mean to tell me Wayne's home alone with a can of coke?
He's home alone, lads. Don't know how that one's going to work out, but
yeah. Well, she did see the bit there. I have an army of family at home. You've been watched, buddy.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Megan Fox announced on Instagram. I want to emphasise that she announced on Instagram yesterday that she's expecting a baby with Machine Gun Kelly. So she last spoke about the relationship with Machine. Do they call him that for short? All right, Machine.
Surely his name is
Machine
Gunny.
Pop down the shop, Machine
Kelly Gunny. I don't know. It'd have to be.
Anyway, she last spoke about their relationship on the Call Her Daddy podcast a couple of months ago. Have a listen to what she says.
What I've learned from being in this relationship is that it's not for public consumption. As of now, I don't have a comment on like the status of the relationship per se. What I can say is that is what I refer to as being my twin soul. And there will always be a tether to him no matter what. I can't say for sure what the capacity will be, but I will always be connected to him somehow. Beyond that, I'm not willing to explain.
Like, what on earth are they going to call that child?
What? Actually, there you go. More mugs. I need a creative baby name.
Come on. What do you reckon?
Shotgun Murphy. You know, it's like, it has to be something. Pistol O'Sullivan or something, yeah? Pause in that, please. Christen the child. 086-8104-106.
Yeah.
That is Adele on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Good morning. It's Red FM Breakfast with Casey. Vic is over there. And we're going to fly you to London for a spy-themed weekend break. Got that coming up very soon with thanks to Now.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. There's Quiva. Good morning, Quiva.
Good morning. How are you?
With the most beautiful of Irish names.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah.
It's so lovely.
It is. It's a lovely name.
Thank you.
Are you happy with it or would you like to change your name to, I don't know, Dave?
No, I'm happy enough now.
Good stuff. Quiva, what part of the world are you from?
Tipperary.
Okay, sorry for your troubles. Welcome to Cork. How's it going for you here?
Good, yeah, good. Sure, it's flying.
When did you move down here?
Oh, we don't. We commute daily.
Oh, right, okay. We've got a lot of Tipperary listeners that jump in and out of... You come down here, take our money and off you go again. Isn't that...
She's going to college. Are you going to college?
Oh, very good.
Yeah, we're on the way out to college. We're sitting in traffic.
Okay, good on you, Caoimhe. €1,000 here to top up the bank account. If you can give me 10 out of 10. Remember, if you get stuck in a question, take a guess. And if you don't know the answer, just throw something at us anyway. We need an answer for every question. The 10 questions are going to win you $1,000. Let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Caoimhe, what megastar sings Hello?
Adele.
What Dave was a lead actor in Baywatch?
David Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff, that's great. Question number 3. What is the biggest selling video game of all time?
Minecraft.
Question 4. What former Take That star announced a date in Dublin?
Robbie Williams.
Can you tell me what Kildare actor stars in the new Gladiator movie? So lead role in the new Gladiator movie.
He's very normal.
Is he a normal person?
He's a normal person.
Normal kind of people.
Yeah.
Very mescally as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's got lots of mescals on his arms and legs.
Yeah.
He goes to the gym to work on his mescals.
He does.
Does Paul.
All right, Paul Mescal.
Question number 6. What Cork rugby star is famous for gardening? I did my best for you, Caoimhe. I did my best.
Oh, God.
Famous for gardening?
Rugby player famous for gardening.
Rugby star famous for gardening. Victoria? Where's your mic going?
No, sorry.
It's Peter O'Mahony is what I was looking for there.
Oh, yeah. Peter O'Mahony.
Do you know what? Paul Mescal owes you €1,000, as far as I can tell. Caoimhe, you got everything correct. Adele, David Hasselhoff, Minecraft, Crow Park. Paul Mescal was the answer to number 5. Peter O'Mahony's the answer to 6.
Yeah.
But thanks, you left me with 4 questions for tomorrow. I really appreciate
that.
Well
done, Caoimhe.
You've got a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors. What do we say to tip people again? It's up the Premier, isn't it? Up the Premier. Lovely to meet you, Caoimhe. Take care. Good luck.
Thanks,
see ya. Calvin Harris and Sam Smith together. Desire on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It'll be a nice day today. Sunny spells across today. Cool at 12 degrees. We have an incident in the city between the car park entrance to Tesco. Might be a van broken down, but traffic is moving very slowly. Thanks for your update on that. Appreciate it. The 3 scenarios, by the way, for Rory O'Hagan. 2 truths and 1 lie. A Day of the Jackal has launched on Now. Starring Eddie Redmayne, he brings this international classic to life. The reviews are superb. A lot of people watching it already.
I can't wait to watch it.
And it's on Now. You can get it now on Now, the streaming service. I want to give you a 6-month free membership to Now to watch all these incredible shows. But then you're in the draw for the end of the week for a big one. A spy-themed weekend in London. Hello, Rach.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Where are you in the world, Rachel?
In Douglas.
In Douglas. Okay, and what's on the agenda today? What are we doing? Any kind of spy activity? Do you want to keep it undercover? Anything unusual?
Undercover.
Ducking and diving, watching people? Yeah. Which one of these scenarios? Rory, give them to me one more time, please.
I have 4 tattoos, 50% of which are Star Wars related. Mm-hmm. I can speak semi-fluent French. And I once said hello to Cillian Murphy on the street because I thought he knew him from somewhere but couldn't place him, only to realise later that night he was your man from Batman.
Now, you did just speak French.
When
I asked you, où est le centre de Georges Pompidou?
C'est vrai.
Maybe you do speak French. Mm. The tattoo thing I know to be true because you've showed me in the shower. So I know that to be true. Rachel, which one are you going for?
He doesn't speak French.
But he kisses it.
Hey! Well done, Rach.
Good on you, Rach.
Well done, Rachel.
Rachel, you're in the draw for the trip to London at the end of the week, but you've got 6 months Now membership as well to watch lots of amazing telly. So thank you for listening. Have a lovely day, Rachel.
Well done.
See you now. Best of luck on Friday. Every daily qualifier gets a 6-month Now membership, and we'll throw you in for a trip to London, Dublin to London return, 4-star hotel in London, bar nibbles and cocktails, £200 to spend, and you're going to a spy-themed bar of your choice in London, which sounds like great crack.
That's all. I love that prize.
We'll do that tomorrow. Give you another chance to win that. 2 truths, 1 lie. Is it Kelly tomorrow?
It is.
Will it be all lies or all truths? We'll have to find out. Thanks for that, Rory.
No,
back to your day job now, buddy.
Buddy.
See you in the morning from 6 a.m. Have a lovely day today. Stay safe on the roads and stand by. Neil Prendeville is coming next. Cork's big show is on the way.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now. The new series Dune Prophecy is coming this November 18th with Now.